We're going to talk football now. The ink is hardly dry, but the NFL's new collective bargaining agreement is in effect. Yesterday, players officially agreed to the deal, so all is now right in the pro football world after a 4.5-month lockout. Training camps are in full swing. The first preseason games take place next week. And NPR's Mike Pesca joins me now to talk about it. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Mike, it was the entire membership of the players' union ratifying this collective bargaining agreement. Did the vote change anything?
In a specific way, it did, in that there will now be testing for HGH, human growth hormone. And while minor league baseball instituted a test, there's no union in minor league baseball, so management can just impose that. This is the first league where the union signed off on it. So that one type of performance enhancing drug will be tested for, along with a number of others. But the other big thing that it changed is, even though training camp has been going on for a week, there were a lot of players on the sidelines. In fact, they were the newest players, players who were traded to teams or free agents, weren't allowed to practice until the ratification of the CBA. And when it was signed at 4 p.m. Eastern time, that's when teams scheduled their practices. So a lot of teams had practice under the lights last night to finally get some of these new players in pads and on the field.
And let's talk about some of those new players. Which teams have been stocking up on some of this new talent?
Well, the New England Patriots always do a very nice job, and they signed Chad Ochocinco, the former Chad Johnson. He'll be a good wide receiver for them. They have very intriguing talent in Albert Haynesworth, who in 2008 should have been the defensive MVP. He just wrecked offensive lines, but then he went to the Redskins and he was very unhappy. Perhaps he'll be a little more happy and motivated in New England. But the biggest team for free agent signings has been the Philadelphia Eagles. What a haul they have. They signed the most sought-after free agent, Nnamdi Asamoah, and then they got another cornerback, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. They add guys like Jason Babin and Cullen Jenkins, the quarterback Vince Young, Ronnie Brown. I would say that if you took half of the free agents that Philadelphia signed and assigned them to another team, that other team would have had the second or third best free agent haul. That's how great the Philadelphia new players are.
What other teams, Mike, have beefed up their rosters in a big way?
Well, of course, quarterback is the most important position in the NFL. And so if you want to talk about quarterbacks that have changed teams, Donovan McNabb, who didn't have a good year in Washington, is now playing on the Minnesota Vikings. I think he very well could have a bounce back year. Matt Hasselbeck, who's a good quarterback but has always been injured, he's now in Tennessee. And one of the reasons that the Eagles got Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, or the main reason, is that they traded their quarterback, Kevin Cobb, who's a very promising player and has started few games, but that's such a potent offense that died last year because they had a horrible quarterback. So the Cardinals, just by getting someone decently competent, they immediately become at least an interesting offense to try to watch.
And the resolution of this labor dispute means the Green Bay Packers finally get to go to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl victory. How do the Packers look, and their opponent in last year's Super Bowl, the Steelers?
Well, how the NFL works is that usually the teams that make the Super Bowl do so because they've spent a lot that year and they don't have a lot of what's called cap space or room to maneuver. In fact, every year since 1993, when we have free agency as we know it, the Super Bowl winning team loses players in free agency, and the Packers are no different. But the good thing for the Packers is they've been strategic about it. They lost some valuable players, but not their most valuable, and they were such a good team that was young last year, they very well could repeat. They have to watch out for the Eagles. The Steelers didn't get better either, and if you want to expand it out to the teams that made the conference championship games, the Bears and the Jets did sign Plaxico Burress, who actually sprained an ankle even though he wasn't able to practice. That's not a good sign. And the Bears really didn't add too much. They have Roy Williams, who was once a promising wide receiver, but he really had such a couple terrible years in Dallas. Roy Williams once said that the balls thrown to him in Dallas were all wobbly and inaccurate, but the balls thrown to other receivers seemed to be much more accurate. That's how he explained his drop-off in production. I think there are other more logical explanations, like perhaps Roy Williams has lost a step. So the Bears maybe aren't going to be as good, at least in terms of personnel, as they have been in years past.
Okay, NPR's Mike Pesca, enjoy the season.
I will. Thank you. We'll be right back.
We'll have more All Things Considered right after this.